Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about Modern World. Well, let's go! Yes, friends, hopefully you guys are doing well and are kicking ass. Today I'm doing a video about the stuff that's going on in the world. Yeah, because women are stupid. Why, you say? Because that's how they're made. Well, look at this. It says, Canadian woman was euthanized against her will. Oh, well, women make us do things against our will, so what the fuck, right? After her husband was fed up with caring for her.
Oh no, having a thought!
Yes, but don't women throw us away when we get broken? Wasn't there a woman that her husband had cancer and she divorced him and started running in a marathon because she was fighting for cancer even though she divorced the guy? Oh man, fun times indeed. What can I say? These bitches have Down syndrome. If it wasn't for their tits and ass, nobody would talk to them because they're retarded. Just saying. And if you don't believe me, I got a clip of this lovely lady who starts talking to her liberal bullshit. So let's watch. Yes, these females are willing the hard times too. Yes, they start saying all this crazy shit. Wait, when men get tired of this shit and they take all their rights away, then they're gonna be talking their bullshit about the handmaiden's tale? let the good times roll, right? Well, let's play the clip.
I have figured out, though, like, why they're so mad at... They're so scared of liberal women, and, like, why we're so activated is because, like, we've been waiting for this fight.
Oh, you're waiting for a fight, huh? You're gonna fight all these chuds? They got big raging boners and they're fucking have this hate in their heart? Oh, they're gonna take all your rights away. Yes, if you're scared about getting raped, well guess what, sweetheart? Raping is gonna be in your future. Yes, friends, you shouldn't be doing that kind of stuff, but hell, you know, things happen, so it is what it is. Let's continue.
Forever. Like, finally. Like, all of the stuff we've stomached. Roe vs. Wade being over.
Wait a minute, so you're pissed off because you want the right to murder your children? What the fuck? Yes, this bitch wants a fucking fight? Okay, let's see what happens. So what, the winner fucks the loser? Oh yes, you wanna abort a baby? Okay, let's see what happens when you can't. Yes, these women are gonna be forced mothers. They wanted this shit, now they're gonna have it. Welcome to the Handmaiden's Tale. Yay!
Returned, like, all the... BS about, like, women's rights and our...
What the fuck? No, sorry, sweetheart. You don't even get body autonomy. No, like, you're stupid. You need your father to control you and mitigate you. Until you get passed off to your future husband. Then, guess what? You're his problem now. Yes, you ladies are too fucking stupid. You chase this dumb, retarded bullshit. But hell, fucking everybody's suffering from Down syndrome. And that's why you get fucking shot. So don't do that, friends. Let's continue.
Bodies and our autonomy and, like, no-fault divorce. We have been...
Oh, lady, you need to get fucked. Just saying. Yes, she's crying over nonsensical bullshit. She has all this made-up fantasy bullshit in her head, thinking that all these men are evil and mean and that everybody's trying to take women's rights away. I am. But guess what? Being a second-class citizen is not going to hurt you. You will be protected. Yes, there's all these simps and cuckolds that will do anything and bend over backwards. Yes, we need to take care of those pieces of shit, but they do exist. So yes, friends, in case you haven't noticed, this is for entertainment purposes only, and these are my delusions. And just like this guy, delusional as fuck. Anyways, let's continue.
Stewing for years. It's in our blood.
Well then, that's why you need to inseminate these dumb cum dumpsters. Yes, they need a baby inside of themselves, so like that they have something to take care of. Yes, that's why they're so fucking insane. Yeah, instead of being pet parents or whatever you fuck you call yourselves, why don't you become a real fucking mom? Yeah, just take that fucking cuck, turn that sperm into babies, and you'll find yourself into a loving family. It's all you need, instead of worrying all this other fucking imaginary bullshit that's inside your head. Yes, woman, you're fucking stupid. You're pretty. You can find yourself a man. So don't let your time clock go fucking bye-bye. Do it now.
Centuries. So yeah, we're, I guess a dog with a bone?
Well, in my opinion, this bitch needs a bone. Yeah, someone needs to bone this fucking whore. Yeah, because look at her. She's running her mouth talking all this stupid shit. Yeah, she has a family. She wouldn't have this stuff running around because she'd be busy taking care of her family. But no, this chick is talking crazy shit. Yes, friends, in the future, these bitches are gonna get raped. Why? Because They deserve it. What do you think? Look at the shit that they're doing. Instead of being wives and mothers and you trying to romance them. No, I guess the day of romance is dead. Now it's the day of rape. Sorry, friends. Just saying.
Yeah, we're not letting it go. And women who are angry and been angry for a while, yeah, they're scary.
Yes, women are scary. Look at this. I'm assuming it's a little girl from Florida. She stomps the fuck out of that duck. Yes, that's the shit that women do. It doesn't matter how old they are, they're fucking insane. So yes, that's why you should be scared of women, because they're gonna do fucked up things to you, and because of feelings, and you get all these simps, they're gonna come after you, friends. So you be careful. Don't fall for this shit. Be the penguin. Go your own way. You will find better things. Yes, after the war, then we could have a family. It's gonna be awesome. You wait and see. Just promise me you will be strong. We just need to pass this bad winter and we will see the bright future. Just wait and see.
I'm so mad and excited.
Yes, friend, this is our modern world with the fucking modern women. Look at the shit that they're doing. They think that they're oppressed and subjugated. They don't know what the word means. Yes, that's why you should take all their rights away. Maybe if you have your foot on their fucking neck, just like George Floyd, maybe they'll learn better. But no, look at this lovely lady. She's complaining because of passport bros. Yes, and maybe this chick wasn't fucking crazy and stupid. Maybe she'll use that mouth for a penis instead of running her mouth. Well, let's see what the lovely lady has to say, right?
I have had two different men tell me today that they are going to become passport bros.
Yes, look how tiresome this bitch is. Yes, and she says, passport bros! Well, fuck, if you weren't such a fucking bitch, then maybe these guys, instead of going to another country to get their rocks off, they'll talk to you. And if you play your cards right, maybe you'll find yourself a boyfriend and maybe a husband. Yes, someone that'll take care of you and treat you like a woman. But no, you'd rather be a psychotic bitch. So let's see how that fucking works out for you, bitch.
Because they can't find a wife!
Well, gee, I wonder why people can't find wives. Look at you. Physically, you're pretty. I would take you. But look what the shit's coming out of your mind. Your mind is diseased. You're gonna cause problems. And in the end of the day, men want peace. What's the point of getting laid if everything turns into shit? I hate chaos. Don't you, fellas? Well, let's continue.
Them doesn't even date Christians.
Oh yeah, sure, women are religious. That's bullshit. I actually was with a fucking preacher's daughter, and she was a big ass fucking raging whore. So fuck you. Stop with your hypocrisy. Orthodox? What do you mean orthodox? Is he a fucking Jew? Yeah, just like a typical Jew trying to fucking worm his way into fucking Christianity to fucking subverse it. What a piece of shit. Fuck him. Just saying. Yeah, why the fuck do those people always have to be doing shit like that? It's beyond me. But what can you do, right? Everybody wants to be doing this fucking gay porn shit. But no, women need to lose their rights. Right? Just saying.
He keeps going for Catholic women and he's orthodox. I'm sorry. Why would God bring somebody into your life that could be a potential spouse if you are saying yes to anyone and everybody that comes into your life?
Well, she's right about that. Don't just let any bitch into your life, because not all of them have their good intentions for you. They want to trash it, right? And you know, it is what it is. But that is okay, because this modern world is going gonzo. Yes, after the war, and hopefully enough of us stays alive, we can rebuild. Because fucking A, there's a lot of fucking trash in here. And we have to be garbage men in the meantime to clean it up. Why? Because we're men. Who else is gonna do it, right? Well, anyways, you be awesome, and just stay there, endure, and become strong, so like that we could do this thing. Okay, friends? Take care. Goodbye.
What the hell is this? Tastes like Gatorade.
Is that that Brondo stuff?
They're watering crops with a sports drink? Rondo the Thirst Mutilator had come to replace water virtually everywhere. Water, the basic component of all life, had been deemed a threat to Brondo's profit margin. The solution came during the budget crisis of 2330, when the Brondo Corporation simply bought the FDA and the FCC, enabling them to say, do, and sell anything they wanted. Joe didn't know any of this, but he did see a problem that he might actually be able to solve. With his options running out, Joe took a bold step. He would not get out of the way. This time, he would lead.
For the last time, I'm pretty sure what's killing the crops is this Brondo stuff.
The Brondo's got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
So wait a minute. What you're saying is that you want us to put water on the crops?
Yes.
Water. Like out the toilet?
Well, I mean, it doesn't have to be out of the toilet, but yeah, that's the idea.
But Brondo's got what plants crave.
It's got electrolytes.
Okay, look. The plants aren't growing, so I'm pretty sure that the Brondo's not working. Now, I'm no botanist, but I do know that if you put water on plants, they grow.
Well, I've never seen no plants grow out of no toilet.
Hey, that's good. You sure you ain't the smartest guy in the world?
Yeah.
Okay, look, you want to solve this problem. I want to get my pardon, so why don't we just try it, okay? And not worry about what plants crave.
Brondo's got what plants crave.
Yeah, it's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know?
It's what they use to make Brondo.
Yeah, but why do they use them to make Brondo?
Because Brondo's got electrolytes.
After several hours, Joe finally gave up on logic and reason and simply told the cabinet that he could talk to plants and that they wanted water. He made believers out of everyone. Joe didn't know it, but the beloved electrolytes were salts that had been building up in the topsoil over the decades